Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Kanelva Shun Allen, and I'm so excited to spend my morning here with you. We have a rather interesting topic to talk about. This is a topic that has grieved my heart. At the same time, frustrated me as a woman of color. I am appalled at everything that's going on here in America. That's why I chose the song, the intro song, Made in America by Lecrae, because I really wanted a song that would speak to the heart of what I was feeling and what a lot of Americans are feeling right now. You see, the title of the show is The Race of It All. And racism is said to be the stench of America's dirty laundry by our former president of Spelman College. And I just want to make sure that we touch and we come in on a strong note about a very serious issue titled The Race of It All. Right here in America, we're not being honest about racism, politics, and white privilege. As a woman of color and a person, a believer, I am appalled and outraged at how many African-American people are losing their lives. Not only African-Americans, but people with brown skin who are losing their lives at the fact because they are black. You know, we are dying every day. I have some different stories that I'm going to talk about today. Please excuse me, I'm a little choked up. Some of these stories brought me to tears, and I just want to make sure that I cover them properly. So today I want to just discuss the race of it all. You know, when are we as Americans really going to take time to discuss this big elephant in the room? You know, a lot of people of color are not getting the justice that they deserve. I love this quote by Dr. Martin Luther King because it always inspired me to speak out on the side of the oppressed and different injustices I see. I'm the type of person that I won't let you get away with it. It's funny because Dr. Martin Luther King said, justice delayed is justice denied. I want to touch on a story that's pretty famous that happened here recently. It didn't happen recently. Actually, it happened on February the 23rd. However, justice did not occur for this young black jogger until May the 7th, and I'm talking about the Ahmaud Arbery story. It really touched the nation, and it's because this young black man was jogging in Georgia, and he was shot to death due to the color of his skin. And it's funny how justice was not served until we, the American people, seen the video released, and we got together and we raised our voice and said that we want justice for Ahmaud, or better yet, we run with Ahmaud. And saying that, my heart goes out to the Arbery family, his mom. I'm so sorry to hear about Ms. Cooper Jones's loss. Her name is Wanda Cooper Jones, and we just want to take a time to tell her and his father and the rest of the Arbery family that we are so sorry for their loss, and we hope that this will bring insight to what's going on and that people will be able to walk down the street as people of color and not get shot down. It's funny because the Ahmaud Arbery story is one that, if you are a person of color, you're familiar with the possibility that you can leave out your door, and there's a good possibility that you may not
come home based on the color of your skin. And not just Ahmaud, but there are so many African Americans who are taking the time to film these injustices that are going on to them. And when I look at it, it's just so many of them that it's hard to ignore that this is going on. It's really hard to ignore that this is going on. Not only is it hard to ignore, it's really hard to see. It's really hard to see. But you know what? We're going to shed some light on the topic and bring some justice to their name because they deserve to be heard. They deserve to be seen. And that most of all, they deserve to be humanized because a lot of them have been shot, men and women of color, for simply just being black. And I would definitely say living while black. It's not that they necessarily did something wrong, but that someone chose to take their life or harass them in a way that they necessarily did not deserve. And we want to make sure that we are standing up for justice. You know, when you see someone in the grocery store or you see them in the park or you see them somewhere and you think that you have the right to harass them, that's not necessarily true. And when we don't speak up about these injustices, as Americans, we are just guilty. So we see somebody who's being harassed, and we see someone who's being treated unfairly. We need to speak up for them. We need to speak up for them and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to allow this to happen. Now, John, Christian Cooper was an African-American who was I think Christian Cooper was a young African-American boy who was playing in the park that got shot down. Tamara White is another one. Christian Cooper also could have been, if I'm not confusing me, the guy that was in Walmart. I know it's another young man. One young man was in Walmart and was looking at a play air gun or something he was looking at, and someone called the police on him, and when the police arrived, they shot him, you know, because they thought, somebody said he had a gun when he had picked his gun up off the shelf in Walmart. Like, we can't be so trigger happy that we shoot first, ask questions later. Not only that, Zade Atkins was an African-American student who was picking up trash outside of his dorm room, and the police rode up on him and harassed him. Atkins, however, was harassed for over 15 minutes, gun pulled on him, gun pointed toward the ground, but he was not shot at, but he was harassed for 15 minutes based simply on the color of his skin. Yale student Lola Zimbola was harassed and caught the police on while sleeping in a lab. At her school. You know, these people are facing harassment based previously on the color of their skin, and we need to do something about it. We need to do something about it. You know, time out for this and that. On Monday, this recent holiday, George Floyd was murdered in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota, when a police officer put his knee on his neck, and he constantly cried out that he could not breathe for over 5 minutes until he stopped moving, and he literally died on camera. When are we going to say enough is enough? Well, people don't understand when they say racism, we're overreacting, racism doesn't exist, for the simple fact that you have on rose-colored glasses and you don't believe and understand that racism exists, I'm going to say you're probably white privileged or you're very ignorant to the reality of what's going on around you, because racism does exist. It's alive and kicking. And until we as a people do something better about it, it's not going to get any better. And some people are saying, well, why are we seeing what happened that so many people are coming out and now talking about this? It's very simple. This type of racism has always existed. Always, 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 always existed. It is nothing new for people who are black. It is nothing new. We go through this pretty much all the days of our life, every day almost. When you're followed around the store, when you're asked to leave, when you're told that you don't have enough money to purchase this. That is the same racism that we experience on a daily basis. Just recently, I was watching something where African American man who was had 8 police officers on him, and it was all because a white lady saw him looking at her strange. She called the police and said she was fearful for her life. You know, we have to be careful with this, because when we just allow people to make these false reports and we do nothing about it, we allow them to say that it's okay for you to continue to behave this way. You know, we're wasting funds. We're wasting time dealing with these emergencies that are non-emergencies, when someone who really is in need doesn't have the proper attention and authority that we need it, because they're dealing with minute stuff that's not even a crime. There need to be laws in place that start to arrest people and charge people with these false allegations. As Black people, we have the right to live and breathe here in America and do as everyone else do without being harassed on a daily basis. And this is simply what this is. This is a form of harassment. We need hate crimes that are in all of the states, not just some. You know, hate laws, hate crime laws. And that was the problem with Georgia. They don't have a hate crime law. So this is why this case was not really seen as a hate crime, and also because the people involved in the Ahmaud Arbery case were white. They were white privileged males. The father was former law enforcement, a former investigator. So, you know, they're not taking it as serious as they need to take it. And it really just behooves me as a person that they're not doing as they didn't do as much as they should have done in the beginning, because had it been a white male on the ground and it was 2 Black males accused of shooting him, they would have went to jail that day. It should not have taken that many days later for them to go to jail. I'm looking for my notes that tell me the actual date. I do believe it was 84 days later that they went to jail, the sons went to jail, and it was because this video was leaked, and we the people demanded justice for Ahmaud. I was really moved by a lot of things that went on in this case, but before I delve into this case anymore, I just want to remind you of some of the injustices that African Americans are facing, even currently facing. You know, over the weekend, we could say that most of us had a good Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. But as I said before, this young man, George Floyd, he didn't have a great weekend, because George was murdered by police officers while I think it was 4 or 5 other officers stood by and watched. So don't tell me that we are overreacting and racism isn't real. We just need to calm down, because I didn't hear any reports of whites being held against their will and dying because the officer took their knee and kneeled on their neck until they stopped breathing. So when you hear things like that, it makes you want to stand up. So I really just want to say a special thank you to Lorette Thomas, who sent me this post that was sent to her. And I was like, oh, my God, when I read it, it was so profound. And this is by John Moore, and it says, Corey Chilo Isaac. And this is how I received this, this information via Lorette Thomas. It says, this weekend we get to see how alive and well racism is. Here are 4 stories for you to review. Christopher Keys told his family and police that he was kidnapped and robbed by 2 Black men. Yet the real story is he has been arrested and charged with the solicitation of sodomy for attempting to hire a male prostitute, and he is a pastor. Patricia Ripley, 45, had claimed she was driving with her son, Ajeldoro, for chopping up his name, around 9 o'clock p.m. Thursday, when 2 Black men in another vehicle forced her to stop. Ripley told the police that one of the men got out and demanded drugs, according to the officials. After Ripley said she didn't have any drugs, the man who had a knife stole her phone and kidnapped her son, who was autistic and nonverbal. The kid was found dead hours later while cops were looking for two black men. They later discovered it was all a lie. She killed her own son and got caught on video. You know what offends me about this story? If you know me, you know I have a cousin named Deontay who is autistic, and he's nonverbal. Well, he was nonverbal, and people say he would never speak, and our family prayed over him and just loved on him, and he does say some words. The thing about autistic people is they don't just go with anybody. They would have put up such a fight in a scene. This is what, you know, alarmed me with her story. If you didn't want him, just give him to someone else to love on and to be there for him. I believe this mother killed her son because he was too much of a burden to her, or she got tired, or she wanted to be free. But you blame this on two black men. The injustices of it all, appalled and offended, is what I am. Really, I am. The third story is Amy Cooper, a white female, was walking her dog on Monday while Christian Cooper, a black man, a black male, no relation, was bird watching in Woodland area in Central Park called Ramble. They both told CNN their dispute began because her dog was not on a leash, contrary to the Ramble's rules. According to the park's website, she called the cops and told them that Christian was threatening her life and that she feared for her life. The police showed up in force only to find she was lying. It was caught on camera. She worked for Franklin Templeton. She made $394,000 base salary and $196,000 yearly and a yearly bonus. That's a total of $590,000 a year, $22,000 bi-weekly. I know where to find this stuff because I work in corporate as well. They fired her earlier today. No severance after reviewing the video of her attempting to use the police force to do her personal bidding. Way to go, Franklin. That was an expensive lie you told there, little lady, is what the article said. Now, in looking at this, I don't know if they necessarily fired her, but they did basically suspend her. But we don't know if they suspended her with pay, if they're still under an investigation. I don't necessarily know, based on what I've seen, if they fired her, but she is on suspension or, you know, been put on leave. Lastly, the most tragic of the four incidents that happened were the four Minneapolis police officers who were fired, authorities said, as the state and federal authorities investigated the arrest of a black man who died after being pinned to the ground. Videoed the incident and shared it on social media, captured the men identified as George Floyd by the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, repeatedly telling officers, "I cannot breathe." Okay? So an increase in this hearted crowd of onlookers pleaded with the officers to move his knee. They kept their knees on his throat for 5 minutes, cutting off his airway. He died over a potential bad check, a nonviolent offense. There are a lot of people in America who say that there's no such thing as racism. Why do we always want to talk about race? Well, folks, it's because we can't go to the park, the grocery store's job, or take a walk and not be killed by police officers or racist individuals who don't like our skin color. Some people think that they can't outright lie on African Americans and get away with it. They know it will cost us our lives. Unusually, people who say racism is there aren't black. I guarantee you that someone or people who will read this will find no reason, will find some reason to unfollow me or block me. These people are the problem in our society. They support racism and support killing of innocent black people. Look up and down your timeline and see how many people who don't look like you care or talk about these same issues. This is what running, jogging, bird watching in America gets you while being black. It's a shame that I have to tell my three young black sons that their skin color alone will get them killed or locked up in America. So it's just a shame. I also seen recently that there was an article that this young black boy was in Walmart, and he got kicked out of Walmart for wearing a mask during COVID-19. Not only that, I've seen another incident where an African-American woman was in Walmart shopping with her husband, and someone's wallet was stolen. And the police ran up to one black woman and just started going through her bag. She said, "Excuse me, sir, what's going on? Why are you going through my things?" He left her alone and then went to another lady and tried to do the same in her bag, and she stopped him. The woman whose purse was stolen told the officer that that wasn't the woman who took her purse. He then put that black woman in handcuffs and slammed her to the ground. Her husband is there and tries to stop the process. All of these police come on the scene. The crowd is constantly telling him, the officers, that this is not the lady. The woman did not identify her. That's not the right person. Instead of them pulling the cameras in Walmart to see who was the person who stole the woman's wallet, who committed the crime, they rather sat there and try to take this woman to jail, pulling and grabbing on her. The woman refused to walk and lay on the floor, and they was dragging her. They hurt her hand. She was just humiliated in front of so many people in the Walmart store. But they knew they had the wrong person. But the thing about it was they refused to stop. Why? Because they didn't want to admit that they were wrong. They were embarrassed. What I'm seeing with a lot of these police brutality cases is not just racism, but a down-out abuse of power. And that comes into right privilege. You feel that you have the right to do and say anything because of the color of your skin. And we need to do something about this as Americans. I'm appalled by this. Let's jump right in here and discuss Ahmaud briefly, because this is definitely a topic that I'm going to have to come back to. So Ahmaud, family attorney, is Lee Merritt. S. Lee Merritt, and he is a civil rights attorney. He has been taking on a few civil rights cases, and I'm so proud of the work that he's doing. I would even like to see more from him just being vocal on this issue. The video is what has brought Ahmaud justice, and they really tried to use the video to defend themselves. So it was three men involved in this. It was William Brody Brown, and then we have Travis and his father, George McMichael. So these are the people who were involved in this, and we just want to see, it's Gregory, actually, not George, Gregory and Travis McMichael. And the thing of it is, it happened in February, actually February 23rd, and 2 months later, we see them getting justice for this young man who was murdered and filmed. We thank God for the film. You know, and it's funny because the Bible says, what you meant for my harm, God will turn around and bless me. And in this case, this ended up being true with this young man. Had not William Brody, as he's being called, filmed this incident, Ahmaud would never get justice. Even though this justice was delayed, I'm glad that it's not being denied in his case. 74 days later, after he was shot, these two men were arrested. And I can't even say how many days later after that, Brody was also arrested and charged too. This is felony murder that did occur. And a lot of this was because these men were white, because Gregory had a history with the police department. He was a police policeman for many years, and he was an investigator. So I watched the video. Most of us in America have seen the video, but injustice that happened to him has happened over several times. First, there was the injustice of him being black and jogging. The second was he was murdered in broad daylight, hunted down like an animal. And then the third injustice that was done to Ahmaud was that he was looked over and passed through the system, and his accusers and the people who killed him were looked past. So in doing that, they are launching a separate investigation. People are saying that it needs to be done from an organization outside of the Glenn County Department, because justice would not be served for Ahmaud there. So they're looking into having Cobb County do the investigation, who is actually involved in that, and that's Holmes from Cobb County is doing the investigation. They did not start to do anything about this case until the GBI was brought in, and the GBI is the Georgia Bureau of Investigators. Vic Reynolds, DEA Jackie Johnson only released a statement that she had to reaccuse herself. Governor Brian Kemp is in being investigated. State Attorney Chris Carr, Lieutenant Jeff Duncan, and the Glenn County Police Department, all of these people have basically turned a blind eye to the injustices that's going on. Even the governor, you know, Brian Kemp, could have done more to assist this situation. Recently, I saw an interview with Larry English, who was the homeowner of the house that Ahmaud was walking through looking at. He felt that Ahmaud was not trying to burglarize the house, nor was anything taken. The video cameras that he seen in his house did say that he's seen Ahmaud there. But what's so interesting is Ahmaud is not the only person that has passed through this house looking at it. By law, you cannot burglarize a house without windows and doors on it. He was just looking around. He probably was curious at the work they were doing in there and just wanted to see the detail of it. Not only that, there's video footage of other people squatting in the house, as well as black and white people, and no one called the police on them and chased them down and shot them. So that is a serious offense, and we need to look at it. They say that they were making a citizen's arrest. A citizen's arrest is what they said they were doing. Citizen's arrest became something illegal to do in 1863. We're going to jump more back into this topic on Fridays with Mornings with Mocha. I'm Tanelle Vashon Allen. I'm your host. I look forward to spending my morning with you every morning. Until next time, Javas, get out there and have some fun. On Friday, we'll discuss part two of this incident. Thank you and have a great day.